Welcome to WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next. From high school sports and live broadcasts to community events, summer celebration tour stops, and local happenings across Wisconsin's heartland, WHTL Around Town keeps you connected to the people, places, and events that make our area feel like home.
It is time now for Around Town here on WHTL. Good morning. I'm Mark St. Marie.
And I'm Lynn St. Marie.
How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm wonderful. Yes. But you know that because we're married.
That's true.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's a wonderful thing. We got to get caught up on a few things here because it was a busy weekend again in the Heartland.
Well, it started out being a really busy weekend, but we had a little cancellation along the way, making it less busy. Yeah. But it was still a very active weekend here at WHTL.
Mother Nature was cranky on Friday night, and we were supposed to have Mississippi Thunder Speedway. It was WHTL and Busch Light Night at the Speedway. We were really looking forward to it. We'd given away VIP tickets, and Mother Nature said no.
Yeah, and they had to call it because there are a lot of drivers coming in from far away, and they don't want them to make the trip all the way to Fountain City and then not have a race. So the Tyrone Lingenfelter decided that it was a time to make the call around noon, I believe, on Friday. And a lot of people were questioning it about 5 o'clock because It was still pretty sunny out there. But I think that turned around 7:30 or maybe 8 o'clock. Tyrone was posting videos of some pretty significant thunderstorms over there at the track. So they made the right call.
I agree with you. You know, about 5:30, I was looking, thinking, gee, I wonder if it was a little premature. And then all of a sudden, Mother Nature went, nope, it is not premature, and we're gonna have some big storms. So that's just how it is. But we are going to try to reschedule Mississippi Thunder Speedway for WHTL Busch Light Night. Lynn, you may have a better insight into that than me. I'm just not quite sure when that's going to happen.
Yeah, Bob and Tyrone did a video on Friday talking about that. It's likely that we're going to do a reschedule sometime in July or August on a free weekend, whenever that might be. And we'll make that announcement as soon as we know. Mm-hmm. But that leads to the free tickets we gave away.
Right. If you were one of the people that picked up VIP seating for that for WHTL Busch Light Night at the races at Mississippi Thunder Speedway, hang on to those tickets. When we do reschedule, they will be valid for the VIP area. Or if you're not available that night, you can use those tickets at any time for entrance into Mississippi Thunder Speedway.
Right. You just won't get VIP seating if you use them on a different night.
Exactly. But there's not a bad seat there anyway.
That's true.
No. Okay. Moving on, Saturday morning was incredible.
Whoa.
Back up.
We had another event on Friday.
Oh my gosh, I forgot all about that. Yes, we did.
We did.
And it was different.
It was a memorable one for sure. Yeah. Brian and Buck were at Osseo.
For Lake Martha Days.
Yes, for a little fun with Norwegian Flair.
Well, you know all about that.
I do.
What was it called? Lefse Boots.
Yes.
And unfortunately, we weren't there this year to get any.
We didn't have that opportunity this year, but Buck and Brian were there for, it was a stop on the WHTL Busch Light Summer Celebration Tour.
You bet. They were up there spinning the wheel and making people winners on the spot.
Yeah, and, but there was something else spinning up there besides the wheel.
Yeah, well, that's true.
There was a funnel cloud right over their heads at the end, and Brian actually got that on video. If you go to Brian's page, you'll see it. But
A lot of people got that on video. And you know, you brought up a good point. You know, the funnel cloud is coming right over Osseo, and it had hit at the ballpark just west of town. It kind of hit out there. And you brought up a good point. Everybody's just sitting there going, oh, look at that. Nobody went for shelter or
No, they're just standing on the street with their phones looking at it.
That's like, what I'd have done.
I know you would. Mm-hmm. I'd be inside. I'm not playing. That's a little too much for me.
Oh, not me. I'd be sitting out there going, oh, look at that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Look at the clouds.
But they did interview a couple of people, and we want to thank them.
They did. We want to thank Greg Dahl and Tim Hot Dog Michaels for sitting down with Brian for an interview on the air. And I think they got all the way through the live remote, actually,
yeah.
and the cloud kind of came in at the end. So
yep.
They had a great time while we were there, and we want to thank the Osseo Lake Martha Days Committee for having us.
And, of course, Sage, they were able to play. They brought the stage inside the tent, and everything was great.
Yeah, it was a great weekend in Osseo.
It was a great weekend. And then Saturday, we were all on the go. We were out at the Burtmar Farms and just north of Pigeon Falls. It was great. Butch was there. Lynn and I were there. Buck, Brian, we were all out there for the big Trempealeau County Dairy Breakfast.
The whole crew.
You can see the pictures from that on the WHTL Facebook page. Go check it out. We had a great time. There was some awesome events going on, and as usual, it was just a remarkable event.
It was a beautiful morning, and the Lundbergs have hosted before. They hosted the 43rd. This was the 45th annual, and you could tell they have it down pretty well. It went so smoothly, and the Dairy Promotion Committee did a great job again. We had a lot of fun. We always do.
They did, and the Flippin' Fantastic Pancake Crew was out there, and they know how to flip pancakes.
They do indeed.
And we want to thank everybody that came over to talk to us on the air. Alan and Sue Lundberg, the owners, of course, of Lundberg Farm, along with Erica Lundberg and her fiancé, Graham Giese. Also, Kellen Nelson, Brad Goplin, Sarah Halderson, Ron Guza, Raymond Conert, and Miss Whitehall herself, Summer Wooden, came by to talk to us.
Yeah, the whole court was there.
Yep.
There were several courts there. We got to see a lot of princesses.
And, the Rhythm Playboys on stage.
Always popular.
They do a great job.
They do. They're
always fun to listen to. But it was just an awesome event, and the weather couldn't have been better. You know, Lynn and I were driving up, and as we were going through Pigeon Falls and coming up to the farm, you could look out over the hills, and there was the mist and the fog on the hills just burning off slowly. Beautiful sunshine in the sky. I mean, you couldn't have asked temperature-wise for a better breakfast.
It doesn't get any prettier than that.
Nope, it just doesn't. And we got another busy week coming up this week. Not as busy, but still pretty busy. Thursday, Butch is going to be on the go.
Butch will be on the go. He's going to Arcadia. He's going to be doing a live remote at the Rustic Bling.
Oh.
New business over there. And it's owned by someone not new to us. We know their owner pretty well. Her name is Leah Matchy.
Right.
And she will be on location at the Rustic Bling from 10 to noon on Thursday with Butch. So
celebrating
tune in for
her
that.
Grand opening.
Yep, her grand opening.
And then Friday night, you and I are going to be on the go. This is a neat event.
Yes, it is. We look forward to this all year. It's the Wounded Vets Truck and Light Show on Friday night. We will be there from 6 to 8, and it is another stop on the WHTL Busch Lights Summer Celebration Tour. So I will be there with the wheel, and you'll be there to interview the people that are key to the show. And there's a lot of them.
Make sure you come by and see Lynn and spin that wheel. We want to thank our sponsors for the Summer Celebration Tour, too. Peeler Distributing, also Falls Meat Service, Reedy Concrete Construction, Subways of Osseo, Arcadia, Cadott, and Neillsville, Quick Trip on board with us this year, and of course the Newcomb Valley Inn hosting the big end of the year party coming up on Saturday, October 4th.
Yes.
Which is a Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to be watching the Green Bay game and having a great time and giving away all kinds of good stuff.
Sunday football.
Can you believe it's almost football season?
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Kind of hard to believe. And by the way, that truck convoy will be making its way all through the three county area on Saturday. So be aware, you're going to see that, and it's impressive to see.
Yeah, you and I will probably be out taking pictures along the route somewhere. So stay tuned for that on our Facebook page. We'll be doing that.
Okay. When we were talking about Osseo at home, you and I, You found out something really fascinating about Osseo.
I did, and I'm sure there are people that probably know this. Most of the people from the area may know this, but I didn't know this. This is a really interesting fact about Osseo. Eau Claire was 48 years old when the first commercial radio station in the U.S. signed on in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And it was only 3 years later that a station by the call letters of WTAQ brought commercial AM radio to this area, initially broadcasting from Osseo.
So you're telling me the first commercial radio station west of Pittsburgh
was in Osseo.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
I did not know that. And then 3 years later, it actually moved to Eau Claire. And the call letters, and I don't know if the call letters were actually assigned when it was in Osseo or when it moved to Eau Claire, but WTAQ actually stood for Where Tires Are Quality, because it was in the Gillette Rubber Company building at that time. And then after that, it moved to Green Bay. Mm-hmm. And actually, it's still there.
So it's still a radio
station. It's still a station
even
in Green Bay. It's
years.
A news talk station. Yeah, it moved to Green Bay in 1936.
Do you suppose DJ Tim Michaels was? No, he's
Did you work there?
No, I didn't. No. Hey, come on.
Just stop.
I could have. I'm old enough. Tim Michaels isn't, but I am.
I know.
That's fascinating
I know.
Stuff.
So
Who
that's
knew?
Our little. I didn't know we had radio facts to know and tell in regard to Osseo.
I didn't
I think
either.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool. That's
where radio was born.
That's good. That's good information. Now you know. See, look at that. You learn things every day.
Right.
We'll bring another update next week on Around Town as we've got a busy weekend or a busy week ahead. Lynn St. Marie, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm Mark St. Marie, and this is Around Town on 102.3 WHTL, Wisconsin's Heartland.
That's this week's WHTL Around Town. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting local radio, local sports, and the communities that make Wisconsin's heartland feel like home. Listen to 102.3 WHTL on your FM dial, stream us anytime at WHTLradio.com, and follow WHTL on Facebook and Instagram for event updates, photos, contests, and more. WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next.